go off script a minute. If you know anybody who's sick, you can add one more to that list.
如果你知道有人生病的话，那你可以把我也加进去，因为 Pastor 也今天不太舒服。
Thank you so much for this opportunity to communicate God's word to you again.
我很感谢神让我能够有机会来和你们一起分享神的话语。
And thank you so much for your kind gift last week.
也感谢你们给了我一份非常美好的礼物。
The Lord has a way of providing for His people through His people.
神非常奇妙的，他会使用属于他的人来供应属于他的人。
Last week we noted two very important reasons for why God became human.
上周我们讲到两个神道成肉身的原因。
The first was in order that He might die for sinners.
第一个原因是他这样做可以替罪人死。
And thus, save them from their sins.
就此就把他们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
The second was in order that he might share with people his own eternal life.
那第二个原因就是他可以将他的永生与世人分享。
He had to first die for the sins of people.
他必须先为罪人死。
And only then could he give eternal life to people.
只有那样他才能把永生赐给人。
I did not include this in last week's message.
上周我没有把这一段经文分享。
But Romans 6, 4 through 5 speaks to this.
罗马书六章四到五节就讲了这个道理。
Feel free to forget it.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们落在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
As he himself was raised from the dead,
当他从死里复活时,
so we also receive new life from him.
我们也就从他那里得了新的生命。
He shares with us the eternal life that he himself experiences.
他将自己的永生分享给我们。
After his atoning death.
在他为我们赎我们的罪而死之后，他就将这永生分享给我们。
The third reason why God became human.
第三个原因，为什么神会道成肉身？
Our Lord became human in order that He as God might know human life from the inside by personal experience.
这原因就是他虽然是神，却道成肉身。这样他就亲身与我们共同经历人生的甘苦。
There is only one way to have experience.
只有要想经历一件事情的话，只有一个方法。
And that is to have experience.
就是去亲身经历。
You may read books on poverty.
也许你读过一些关于贫穷的书。
But you will never know poverty by experience.
但是你没有经历，就不能彻底的了解贫穷的。
Until you have become, in fact, poor.
除非你也变成贫穷。
And have lived a life of poverty.
也经历了贫穷的生活。
He that was rich became poor.
耶稣基督他原本富足，却成了贫穷。
Please read 2 Corinthians 8:9.
哥林多后书八到九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
He that was in the form of God took the form of a servant.
他虽然是神，但是他取了奴仆的形象。
Please read Philippians 2:7.
腓立比书二章七节，他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Why did God need this experience of human life?
为什么神要来经历人的生命呢？
God needs nothing in himself.
他自己并没有这个需要。
The need was ours.
但是我们人有这个需要。
Please read Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17.
希伯来书二章十七节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
Here we have the assertion of his human experience and its reality.
这里我们很清楚知道他变成为人的经历和事实。
And the reason for this is Hebrews 2:17 through 18.
这原因就在希伯来二章十七节、十八节讲了。
Feel free to read verse 18 also.
为要在神的事上成为忠慈悲忠信的大祭司，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
To this end, he was made in all things like us, yet without sin.
在这方面，他道成肉身，成为和我们一样的人，只是他没有犯罪。
Have we suffered?
我们受过苦吗？
He suffered more than words can tell.
他所受的苦远远超过语言可以表达的。
Have we been tempted?
我们被试探过吗？
He was tempted in all points.
他在各样的事情上都受过试探。
Have we tasted the bitterness of poverty?
我们尝过贫穷的痛苦吗？
He had nowhere to lay his head.
他连枕头的地方都没有。
Have we tasted or have we felt the lash of slander?
我们曾经感受到诽谤的攻击吗？
He could say, reproach has broken my heart.
他会这么说，辱骂伤破了我的心。
Psalm 69:20.
诗篇69章20节，辱骂伤破了我的心。
Have we known the heartbreak of friends who turn on us?
我们曾经经历过被朋友背叛的经历吗？
He too was wounded in the house of his friends.
他在自己人那里也受到了伤害。
Zechariah chapter 13 verse 6.
撒迦利亚书十三章六节，必有人问他说，你两臂中间是什么伤呢？他必回答说，这是我在亲友家中所受的伤。
Some of you may be passing through deep waters right now.
你们中间可能有人此时此刻正在经历着苦难。
In your distress, you may find yourself wondering,
在你痛苦当中，你可能会问，
How God in far off heavenly splendor can possibly be touched with the feeling of your burdens?
那高高在上的荣耀的神怎么可能了解我所背负的重担的痛苦呢？
In such a time, do not forget that God, with whom we have to do, has lived our life.
但是在这种时候，请不要忘记，神也经历过我们这样的类似生活。
There is no crisis of the soul except in the matter of sin.
除了犯罪的经历之外，人所有经历可能经历的痛苦。
Where he has not gone before us.
他早在我们之前早就经历过了。
Like the good shepherd that he is,
就像好牧人一样。
When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them.
他放出自己的羊来，他走在他们的前面。
John chapter 10 verse 4.
约翰福音十章四节，他既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走。
Another verse, John chapter 5, verse 22.
还有一句经文在约翰福音五章二十二节。
Why should the Father abdicate the judgment throne?
为什么父 父把审判的权利
and reserve all judgment for the Son.
让子来做。
Is the Son wiser than the other persons of the Trinity?
是子比三位一体中其他的位格更加有智慧吗？
No. The answer is in verse 27.
不是的，这个答案是在二十七节。
Feel free to read 27.
约翰福音五章二十七节，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权利。
Of the three persons of the Trinity,
在三位一体的中
only the Son has passed through the experience of human life.
只有子有人的经历。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
哥林多后书五章十节，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Revelation chapter 20 verses 11 through 15.
启示录二十章十一到十五节，我又看见一个白色的大宝座上与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人无论大小都站在宝座前，案卷展开，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人就都凭着这案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
On the judgment seat, which is the Bema seat, before which we must all appear,
在这个基督的审判台前，
And on the great white throne,before which the lost must stand.
在基督审判台前，我们每个基督徒都会 站在这台前受审判，但在白色大宝座前，就是那些没有得救的人要审判的，他们也会面对审判。
There will be set one who is both Son of God and Son of Man.
这一位就是既是人子又是神子的神，他会来施行审判。
This is the glorious thing about the incarnation.
这就是道成肉身所奇妙的地方。
It gave us a savior.
他给了我们一位救主。
It gave the world a judge.
他也给了世人一位审判官。
Who knows the problem of human existence by personal experience.
而且因为他有亲身的经历，他了解我们在人生所面临的问题。
What great grace and favor this is.
这是何等大的恩典和好处。
Nothing compares with this.
这没有可以比得上这个的。
This is grace even in the midst of judgment.
这是神哪怕在审判中也显出他的恩典。
The fourth reason God became incarnate.Is he became incarnate in order that he might reveal in himself the ideal humanity.
第四个道成肉身的原因是他神以这个方式来显示出完美的人性。
Man has never yet become all that he ought to be.
人从来没有能够成为应该有的样子。
In fact, man has not even reached his own ideals.
事实上我们连人的完美都没有做到。
The wisest men, unaided by divine revelation, have not even been able to agree on what the ideal ought to be.
没有神的启示，连我们最聪明的人都无法对完美做一个很好的定义。
The moral philosophers will tell you to be good.
道德哲学家会告诉你，你应该做得好。
To follow after righteousness.
学习做正义的事情。
But what is goodness?
但什么是好呢？
What is right?
什么是对呢？
God has answered all such questions forever by the incarnation of his only begotten Son.
神就让他的独子道成肉身，一次性的完美的回答了这些问题。
The Son of God incarnate reveals what we ought to be right now.
神的独生子道成肉身，他就为我们显示了我们现在应该有的样子。
The New Testament presents him not only as our divine Redeemer, but also as our perfect example.
新约不仅显示了他是我们的救赎主，而且他是我们完美的榜样。
What would Jesus do is a fine question for any Christian to ask.
我们每个基督徒都应该问一个问题，耶稣在这种情况下会怎么做？
We Christians ought to walk even as he walked.
我们基督徒要照着主所行的去做。
1 John chapter 2 verse 6.
约翰一书二章六节就这么说到，照主所行的去行。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21 says, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
彼得前书二章二十一节这么说道，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Someone may woefully say, but we do not walk as he walked.
也许有人会很悲哀地说，我们没法像他那样做。
We must all make that sad confession.
我们每个人都应该如此的承认。
The Apostle Paul can relate to that kind of confession.
就连使徒保罗也这么承认过。
Romans chapter 7, verses 21 through 25.
罗马书七章二十一节到二十五节，保罗这么说：我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战。把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我这取死的身体呢？脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律了。
But as we make that kind of confession, if we are true followers of Christ.
如果我们真正是跟从耶稣基督的，我们这样认罪的话，
We must keep on affirming that we ought to walk as he walked.
那我们就要下定决心，坚决地跟从他的脚步。
The ideal may be high.
这个完美的标准可能很高。
But we dare not abandon it.
但我们绝对不能放弃这个标准。
The Son of God incarnate reveals not only what we ought to be here and now.
这个神道此肉身的原因不仅显示我们现在应该如何，
but also where we shall be hereafter.
而且它也显示了我们将来会如何。
It doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
这就像约翰一书三章二节这么说，我们将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
And that was 1 John 3 verse 2. Okay. Let's lay hold of that promise.
让我们紧紧地抓住这个应许。
As someone has said, if we expect to be like him up there,
就像有人这么说，如果我们期望到天上的时候像他那样，
We ought to begin to look a little like him down here and now.
那我们现在在地上的时候也要应该像他。
Sometimes we get utterly discouraged with humanity.
有的时候我们会对人性非常的失望。
As we see it in this present evil world.
当我们看见今天社会上的邪恶的事情的时候，
Even with those who profess to be followers of Christ.
甚至连自称是基督徒的人也会行恶。
And worst of all, we get discouraged with ourselves.
但最糟糕的是我们会对自己也很失望。
What failures we are.
我们认为自己是失败者。
If you get discouraged, I recommend Hebrews 2 to you.
如果你失望的话，我建议你来读希伯来书的第二章。
In verse 6, the writer begins with a question.
在第六节，作者就以一个提问开始。
He does understand our frame of mind.
他很明白我们的思念。
What is man that thou art mindful of him?
他说，人算什么，你竟顾念他。
Then he goes back to the original purpose of God.
然后他就回到神的目的上来。
We might say mankind is nothing to look at now.
我们现在看起来人好像不是像上面描绘那样。
The writer is softer in expressing the matter.
这个作者非常委婉地解释。
But now we see not yet all things put under him.
他说到我们如今还不见万物服人。
What an understatement.
这其实说得很客气。
With all of our boasted progress, not much has been accomplished.
我们常常夸耀自己的进步，但事实上我们并没有成就什么。
How often do we see our painful games swept away in a moment of time?
我们是不是常常看见我们辛苦获得的东西一转眼就消失了？
Life sure is discouraging at times.
生活有时候就是这样让人灰心丧气。
But here is God's great antidote for discouragement in verse 9.
但是神在这第九节里就讲到了他的解决方案。
But we see Jesus crowned with glory and honor.
这边写到，我们看见耶稣就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
And he, the man Christ Jesus, enthroned in the heavens,
这坐在天上宝座的耶稣基督
is the pledge or the guarantee of what we shall be.
就是我们将来会变成什么样子的确据，也是保证。
Let's keep our eyes steadfastly on him.
让把眼光就定睛在耶稣身上。
And the vision will not only sweep away all of our discouragement,
我们这样的意象是不会让失望夺走的。
But it will change us more and more into the image of what we shall be someday by his grace.
而反而因为他的恩典，我们会变得越来越好，变成我们将来会有的样子。
The ideal is beyond our power to grasp.
这个完美的样子并不是我们靠自己的能力可以获得的。
But it isn't beyond the power of him who sits upon the throne of grace.
但对那在宝座上的神来说，他的能力却绰绰有余。
Philippians 1:6.
腓立比书一章六节，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Is there a practical value to the incarnation of Christ?
那道成肉身这个道理有没有什么实际的应用价值呢？
First, it makes clear the dignity and sacredness of human physical life.
道成肉身首先它显明了人物质生命的尊严和神圣。
And it proves that sin is not necessary to it.
它也证明罪是无法干涉的。
Observe the benefit of a Christian worldview.
让我们来看一下基督徒的世界观。
A Hindu believes that reincarnation is punishment for sin that one committed in a previous life.
印度教徒相信轮回转世是因为前世所犯的罪受到了惩罚。
The ancient Greeks said that a body was a lesser state of existence.
古代的希腊文化认为我们的身体，肉体的身体是比较次等的存在状态。
They said that matter was evil.
他们说物质是恶的。
The spirit realm was a higher level of living.
而灵的境界是更高层次的一个活着。
The spirit was good, the body was not.
灵是好的，但身体却是不好的。
it implied that maybe it was better to die.
哦，这里边隐含了一个意思，就是最好是是去死。
To rid oneself of evil flesh or the body.
这样就可以脱离恶的肉体，脱离我们的身体。
And to enter the world of the higher mind, the world of spirit.
这样就可以进入一个更高的境界，进入灵的境界。
Isn't it wonderful to know that a human named Jesus lived a sinless life?
但对我们来说，是不是我们知道耶稣基督作为人，在生活上却没有生活在世界上却没有犯过罪
？Showing that sin is not intrinsic to humanity.
这说明罪不是与生俱来的，这是不是非常棒的一件事情
？First Peter 2 verse 22.
彼得前书二章二十二节，他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
In fact, he himself helps us to have the victory over sin.
不仅他没有犯罪，而且他亲自帮助我们胜过罪。
Second Corinthians 2 verse 14.
哥林多后书二章十四节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜。并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
2 Corinthians 3:18.
哥林多后书三章十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，龙上加龙，如同从主的灵变成的。
Secondly, the incarnation satisfies mankind's desire.For a truly human savior.
第二点，道成肉身，满足了人类需要一位真正救主的这个呼求。
For it assures us that we are dealing with a God who knows human life by personal experience.
那道成肉身，这保证了我们可以和这一位与我们有共同的亲身经历的神交流。
He can sympathize.
他能体恤我们。
Job chapter 9 verse 32.
在约伯记九章三十二节，约伯讲到：“他本不像我是人，使我可以回答他，又使我可以同听审判。”
Job basically was crying out, "I need a mediator."
其实约伯这边就是大声的疾呼：“我需要一位帮助者。”
Hebrews 2:17 through 18.
在希伯来书二章十七到十八节。
He suffered under the same kind of temptations that plague us.
他自己也受到我们同样受到的试探。
Thirdly, the incarnation reveals to us the glory of forgetting ourselves in the interest of others.
第三，这道成肉身也显示了伟大的牺牲，就是把别人的利益放在第一位。
Philippians 2:5 through 7.
腓立比书二章五到七节，主耶稣，你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
The Lord Jesus made himself of no reputation.
他放弃了自己的尊荣。
He is our glorious example.
他就是我们荣耀的榜样。
1 Peter 2:21.
彼得前书一章，二章二十一节，因基督也为你们受过苦，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦。给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
I hope these 2 weeks have served to show how important it was for God to become a man.
我希望这两周的讲道能够让你明白道成肉身的重要性。
As we delight in manger scenes, shepherds in the fields, and wise men from the east.
当我们沉醉在马槽。牧羊人和东方博士这些场景的里面是。
Let us never forget that his becoming human was essential for our salvation.
那我们不要忘记，永远不要忘记，神为救赎我们而道成肉身的重要意义。
As I live and work in central Illinois, I meet people who do not believe Jesus to be God.
我住在伊利诺中部，会碰到有些没有认识到耶稣是神的人。
Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses do not.
摩门教和耶和华见证会的人不会认耶稣为神。
Muslims and Jews do not.
穆斯林和犹太人也不会认耶稣为神。
And certainly atheists do not.
当然无神论者也不会认耶稣。
But Matthew, quoting Isaiah, makes clear that he is God with us.
但是马太非常清楚地引用了以赛亚书，他说到耶稣是神与我们同在。
Matthew 1, verse 23.
这在马太福音一章二十三节，耶稣是神与我们同在，就是以马内利。
And that is the miracle of Christmas.
而这就是圣诞节的奇妙之处。
Very God became human.
正是这一位神成了人的样式。
He did so to die for the sins of people.
他这么做为是为人的罪而受死。
To share with people his own eternal life.
是这样，他就能跟我们分享他的永生。
That he, as God, might know human life from the inside by personal experience.
他亲自道成肉身，亲身和我们共同经历人生。
And that he might reveal in himself the ideal humanity.
他也以道成肉身来显示出完美的人性。
May pondering these thoughts help your Christmas be a truly blessed season.
我希望你们能够反复思想这些，让圣诞节成为你真正蒙福的季节。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
我们谢谢今天的讲道。来，我们一起唱。
主耶稣，我感谢你，你的身体为我而生，带我出黑暗，进入光明国度，使我再次能看见主耶稣。我感谢你，你的宝血为我而流，宝贵是加上一直恩典永留，使我完全的自由。宝贵是加的大能赐我生命，主耶稣，我夫妇敬拜。Died for me with love, you gave your life to me, brought me from darkness into the world of light, opened my eyes to see. Praise you, holy. Your blood of grace flows over me. Your tender mercy pours down from Calvary.